Blog Talk Radio.
On the air. Praise the Lord. CCTI 2018 Unit 1 Christian Educational Track. Apostle?
Yes, well, we are excited about that which the Lord is doing in 2018, and we just want to take this opportunity to welcome you to CCTI, Christian Counseling Training Institute, and welcome you to a year of exciting, revelatory learning and experiences. So, for the 2018, on Mondays, we are looking at the leadership as well as the Therapia Life Coaching Track, or it's actually called Therapia Life Specialist, excuse me. And then for today, on Tuesday, we're looking at the Christian Education Program. Our Christian Education Program will go from January 23rd through February 27th, and it will meet on Tuesdays from 6:30 to 9:30. We will be offering Balanceology, the study of ministerial balances. We're going to begin to take a look at how to spiritually balance all of the things that come up in life scripturally. So we, as ministers and as leaders, we have a lot of different hats that we're sometimes called upon to wear, or a lot of different roles that we have to serve in. Well, we want to understand, what does the Bible say about all of that? How do we stay focused? How are we not uprooted with the earthquakes that happen in our natural lives? How do we not allow that to impact us spiritually? And so Balanceology will help us take a look at that, and it will give us some scriptural insight on how to embrace and bring balance, how to make sure that first things are first. The Bible says, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And so that's what our focus needs to be on, making sure we keep first things first. The next course that we will look at is a 21st century look at the Old and New Testament roles, offices, and positions. And so we will begin to look at how those things have evolved over time, and then ending up taking a look at the impact that it has in this apostolic age that we're living in, so that we can understand, so that we don't recreate or give a new meaning to something, but just watch scripture evolve to our now season. And so the 21st century look at the Old and New Testament roles, offices, and positions will allow us to do an in-depth look through scripture and begin to look at, what does the prophets look like in the Old Testament? What do they look like in the New Testament? What role and capacity do they serve for us now? And we will do that with all of the offices again. Then finally, we will look at Sifted, God's scandalous response to Satan's outrageous demands. And I think that will be interesting, because we'll have an opportunity to study the scripture and to begin to look at how the Lord responded to Satan. The word of the Lord says that he said, look, Simon, Satan desires to sift you, but I have prayed that thy faith will not fail, and then when thou art strengthened, to go out and strengthen a brother. And so I believe that we have a responsibility to do a look at Luke, the 22nd chapter, and around the 20th through the 34th verses, and to understand what that means, to understand the implications of that, understand that Satan really is looking or has some outlandish demands out there. He really is seeking to destroy us. But the Bible simply tells us that even though that's Satan's agenda, God has a plan. His plan is perfect, it will prevail, and so it doesn't matter. And so we could be encouraged about that. John 10:10 says that the thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I am has come that thou may have life and have it more abundantly. And so sometimes we forget, or we become a little frustrated because the thief is doing what he is supposed to be doing. We forget that God has done what he needs to do. And so this unit will, I believe we can be excited about the looks, the search that we will be doing through scripture. We can become encouraged about the outcome of it, how Holy Spirit will begin to minister to us, and then even how we are being prepared to be very well-rounded, balanced, and healthy and whole believers. I believe there's a place of emotional, we need to be emotionally healthy spiritual beings so that we can have an emotionally healthy church. And so part of that will come as we discover a balance, and within the balance, as we discover the boundaries that need to exist within the balance, as we discover the roles that we're supposed to serve in, and according to scripture, what they're supposed to look like. And then as we're not thrown off by the attack of Satan, but we begin to anticipate it. But when we anticipate it, we have a God response for it. And so we just welcome you to CCTI. This unit, again, goes from the January 23rd to the 27th. Registration is taking place. If you have not registered, you can email the Elder Sharita at Sharita_Tate@yahoo.com. That's Sharita, Sharita_Tate@yahoo.com, so that you can get your and complete it. For those individuals who have already completed their registration, you will continue to receive the email updates, just keeping you abreast of everything that's taking place, all of the new and current exciting things that's taking place. We want to remind people that you have the Leadership Study Program, Christian Education Program, and the Therapy of Life Specialist Program, which is a spiritual life coach. And so we are excited about the doors that the Lord is opening for us. And I'm excited because not only does he open the door, but he's such the perfect gentleman. He holds the door open. And so as the Lord has opened doors for us in this season, he is also holding them open so that all those who need to come in and be served have an opportunity to do so. So we are here. I don't know if there's any questions, comments, or concerns, inputs, or suggestions, but we are definitely open to that. If you're on Blog Talk, you can text me at 773-779-2900. And we're going to open the floor now to any questions. Well, I love it because it simply indicates that everything we share is I'm sorry, is there a question?
Yes, I'm sorry. I was letting the Blog Talk family know that their phones are live. You take them off speaker and they can interact with the physical location. Okay.
All right. Well, if we don't have any questions, I always want to be a good steward over people's time, and we share it with people that today will be a shorter session because every other session we would go from 6:30 to 9:30. And so if there are no questions,
comments or insight?
Everyone's silent today. Well, we will allow the silence to take place today. However, when we're in session with class, we really want to encourage our Blog Talk family, those that are listening via Facebook and social media, and those that are present, that we really want to interact. We want dialogue. And we want to encourage people to do their studying, to do their life course work, because it will help foster an atmosphere of learning. And the more we grow, the more the different dimensions we can go. So,
amen.
Overseer,
amen.
Is any,
yes, and Bishop,
is any of our,
yes, and elders,
I'm all good.
Yes.
I'm excited about what's happening, and you know, once again, we want to encourage individuals to definitely register and be excited about what God is doing. And so, you know, this is definitely an exciting time when God is, when God has opened up new doors and avenues. I reflect over my life personally, and he opened up a doctoral psychology program for me. And so I get it. And so, you know, I definitely want you all to be excited about what God is doing in this wonderful season.
Amen. Amen. Well, again, if there are any emailed questions or concerns, or for those individuals who just need to finish their applicational process, you can feel free to reach out at Sharita_Tate@yahoo.com to finish your registration process. And if there's nothing else, Dr. Isaac is on the phone, and so we'll have him close us out in prayer.
All right. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God. We thank you, God. We always acknowledge your presence and what you're doing in this wonderful season in the lives of your people, how you are preparing us, O Heavenly Father, to move forward, to take back the kingdom, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for the drive and the momentum, O God, that is fueling us, O Heavenly Father, to move forward, O God, because time is winding up, O Heavenly Father, and you know what is required. Thank you for not only opening up doors, but thank you for holding the door open, Heavenly Father. And so, God, as we pass through the doors, may we always acknowledge that it is you, O God, and may we look upon you, O God, with loving eyes, as you always look upon us with loving eyes. And we thank you, O God, for those who will avail themselves this season of CCTI, Heavenly Father, whether it's over Blog Talk, or Heavenly Father, or by phone, or even showing up on site, O God. We thank you for all that you are doing, O God, in this wonderful season. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, and we look forward to serving you all in this 2018 first unit of CCTI. Enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And my heart beats.
praise you.